Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Na Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid is a mesmerizing journey through the glamorous and tumultuous life of fictional Hollywood icon Evelyn Hugo. The novel spans decades, revealing the complexities of fame, love, and the sacrifices one makes in the pursuit of both. Reid masterfully intertwines themes of identity, sexuality, and the relentless pursuit of one's true self, all while unfolding the riveting story of a woman who has lived a life as captivating and complex as the film she starred in. The narrative is woven around Hugo's decision to finally tell her story to an unknown magazine reporter, Monique Grant, a move that puzzles the industry. Through this confession, the layers of Hugo's life are peeled back, revealing the intricate story of her rise to fame, the loves of her life, the truth behind the headlines, and the secret she holds close. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the complexity of identity. One of the core themes of The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo is the exploration of identity. Evelyn Hugo, the protagonist, navigates through her life in a constant state of flux, questioning who she is beyond the public persona she has crafted. This theme resonates deeply in the narrative as Hugo grapples with her ethnic identity, her sexual orientation, and the persona she adopts to succeed in the male-dominated, heteronormative world of Hollywood. Reid uses Hugo's life to underscore the idea that identity is not a static concept, but an ever-evolving one, shaped by the people we meet, the roles we are forced to play, and the secrets we hold. This exploration prompts readers to reflect on the masks they wear in daily life, and the cost of maintaining them. Secondly, the nature of love and sacrifice. Throughout The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, readers are invited to dissect the nature of love and the sacrifices it entails. Each of Evelyn's marriages comes with its own set of complexities, revealing different facets of love and the sacrifices made in its name. Whether it's the strategic marriage to further her career, the deep hidden love that defies societal norms, or the platonic love that provides comfort and companionship, Reid depicts love in its many forms. These relationships highlight the recurring theme that love is not always about the grand gestures seen in movies, but often about the sacrifices, big and small, that individuals are willing to make for each other. This segment of the narrative offers a compelling commentary on the lengths to which people will go to protect, support, and stay near the ones they love, even if it means losing a part of themselves. Thirdly, the price of fame. The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo also delves deep into the cost of fame, examining the sacrifices made at the altar of success. Through Evelyn's ascent to stardom, Reid portrays the glamorous facade of Hollywood, juxtaposed with its darker, more predatory underbelly. Readers witness the personal sacrifices Hugo must make, the manipulation she endures, and the relentless scrutiny of the public eye. This exploration goes beyond the glitz and glamour, revealing the loneliness, betrayal, and the compromises on personal values that are often the price of fame. Furthermore, it examines the media's role in building and destroying public figures, pointing to the fleeting nature of fame and the enduring impact of the sacrifices made to achieve and maintain it. Fourthly, the dynamics of power and exploitation. The novel scrutinizes the power dynamics within the film industry, highlighting the exploitation and manipulation prevalent in Hollywood's golden age. Evelyn's experiences expose the systemic abuses of power, where young actors and actresses are often seen as commodities rather than individuals. Reid doesn't shy away from illustrating how Evelyn herself learns to navigate, manipulate, and ultimately wield power within the system to her advantage. This theme raises questions about complicity, resistance, and the ethical complexities of using the same tools that oppress you for personal gain. The narrative prompts readers to consider the corrosive nature of power and the moral ambiguity of the actions taken in its pursuit. Lastly, the pursuit of authenticity. The pursuit of authenticity is a recurring theme in The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Despite the fame, the public image, and the numerous roles on and off the screen, Evelyn Hugo's journey is ultimately about shedding the layers of artifice to embrace her true self. This theme is poignantly illustrated through her hidden relationships, her longing for a quieter life, and her final act of confession to Monique. Reid artfully uses Hugo's character arc to discuss the universal human desire to be seen, understood, and accepted for who we truly are, unencumbered by the expectations and judgments of society. The quest for authenticity, portrayed through Evelyn's life story, speaks to the courage required to own one's truth and the peace that comes with it. In conclusion, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo is a must-read for those fascinated by the allure of Hollywood, the complexity of human nature, and the pursuit of authenticity in a world that often demands conformity. Taylor Jenkins Reid offers a compelling narrative that merges historical fiction with deep, introspective analysis of personal growth, identity, and love. This book is especially suited for readers who appreciate intricate character-driven stories that prompt reflection on societal norms, personal values, and the essence of true love. Beyond its entertainment value, the novel provides profound insights into the human condition, making it a valuable read for anyone seeking understanding and inspiration on how to navigate life's trials with grace and authenticity. In a world that increasingly values surface over substance, Evelyn Hugo's story is a powerful reminder of the importance of living authentically and the intrinsic value of owning one's story. If you would like to support Taylor Jenkins Reid, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.